Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks, with our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, and it's program number 460 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We are coming up on 12 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 42 our current temperature. Some sprinkles in the area. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning and a happy Easter to Mr. Carl Hartwig. Carl, how are you?
Well, not too bad at all, and a happy Easter to everybody up that direction.
That sounds great. Carl, for the folks that don't know where you make home, where are you at this morning?
I am just outside of Galesville, Wisconsin, which is about 15 miles northwest of La Crosse, right between La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Winona, Minnesota.
You're kind of down in the tip down there, huh?
Yeah, basically the southwestern portion of Wisconsin.
Sure.
Right on the Mississippi, right on the river.
Oh, okay, very good. And we were talking off air. Tell me what it looks like out the window over there this morning.
Well, it is a beautiful Easter morning. We've got about 69 degrees and sunshine all the way around.
Oh, my goodness. Folks are going
to... I don't think there's a cloud in the sky.
My goodness, they're going to be drooling and envious of you. We've got sprinkles here. I can see the cars going by the station and the water's flying up. So it's a dreary, gloomy, more like Holy Week type of day instead of a beautiful Easter morning. So good for you guys. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just send everybody right down here? We'll just all go fishing today.
There, sounds like a plan. Well, Carl, how have you been? We haven't had you on for quite some time now. I know you've had some health issues going on, and I think you told me you were scheduled for surgery or something. How has all of that been coming about?
Well, yeah, it actually, well, I had a couple different things going on. About, I suppose, about 5 years ago it kind of started, which I didn't know what it was, but I just kept getting really dizzy, and I could hardly stand up, and ended up on the couch for several days at a time once in a while. And it got really bad about 2 years ago, and I was on stage playing several times, and I just had to go lie down in the van or wherever I was, and could hardly finish jobs. And last year it got so bad I really didn't play any jobs at all, and ended up in the hospital at least three times. It might have been four times, I'm not sure. They ended up discovering it was low sodium. That was the main problem with that. which I'd never even heard of.
No. Usually it's the other way around. They want to take the salt away from you.
Exactly. Yeah. So then after I was diagnosed with that and kind of got back on the right track, they said it might take a year or so to get over it, and I do feel much better now. So I'm back playing some, but it was touch and go there for a while. In fact, when I was in the hospital, the doctor said that if I would have waited one more day, I would have either been dead or in a coma.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Of course, I told him, I said, well, you know, I was dead 10 years ago, and I've been dead 11 times since. So you don't scare me. So.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Now, did you have to have surgery, too, on your...
That was the next thing. Last fall, my shoulders started getting so bad, I couldn't even get the concertina out of the box. It just hurt so bad. And so I went in, and they did say that it could be surgery, but they were going to hold off as long as they could.
Okay.
And they gave me what used to be called cortisone shots. Now it's steroid shots in each shoulder, and that did help a lot.
Okay.
It's still not 100%. It's more like 70% good. It's good enough to play, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
But, so far I haven't had to have surgery, but they haven't ruled that out yet.
Oh, okay. So Carl is still continuing to play then?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I was supposed to play this coming Thursday out in Rochester.
Uh-huh.
But that was before I had the shots in the shoulders, and I thought I better cancel that just to make sure.
Okay.
And now I probably could, but by the time I told them I couldn't and everything, they got a different band. So
sure.
So they were covered, so that was my main worry, just getting somebody in there.
Well, and I have to share with you, Carl, we've seen you make a spot appearance at the Medina Ballroom in memory of our good friend, Mr. Dale Damon, and his son, Dominic. And I heard you on stage there, Carl. You sounded as good as I've ever heard you. You sounded so good. And it was a sad occasion, but it was a great way. His wife, Sherry, wanted everything to be on a happy note that day, and I think that was accomplished, don't you?
Yeah, I was glad I could get up there because Dale and I, we've been buddies for, I'd say 40 years. I know it was back in the 70s when we were getting together all the time. And
yep.
And he called me up every once in a while ever since. Well, whenever we got together, we'd end up playing. And I always had a good time with Dale and his son, too.
Yes, yep. And, bad things happen to good people once in a while, and that's just another situation of it there. It's far beyond what we can all comprehend or understand, but still a great, great concertina player, and his son a great drummer. So, we think fondly of them as they moved on.
Yeah, that was a really sad day. In fact, Dale's wife, Sherry, she sat in the back room on the stage with me quite a bit, and she said she was just wrung out, just beat. So I had her sit down and just relax for 5 or 10 minutes at a time. And
sure.
She said, I needed this, she said.
You bet. The one thing that came out of that was there's still a lot of promising, good concertina players out there. We've seen a number of them come and play that day before and after you. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. In fact, I wasn't really amazed because I kind of expected it, but I didn't actually count how many musicians were there, but I know there were well over 100.
Oh, they said that there was, I think over 1,000 people signed the guest book, so that's how many people came and went. They weren't all there at one time, but, people that everybody know and love, from Jerry Cale to Myron Mielbauer to, you name it, they were there that day. So it was just a great tribute to Dale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that place was full.
You bet.
I was guessing there was way over 1,000 there.
Yep. You know, and I have said that it's kind of sad that nowadays that's the kind of crowds that we were used to playing for back in the day. Now it takes something like this to get a crowd like that out, but just a fitting tribute to Dale and Dominic.
Yeah. Yep, that is very true.
You bet. Well,
I never did sign the guest book. I forgot all about it.
Oh, okay. 1,001 were there then. There you go. Well, Carl, you've had a colorful career. Folks always, most people know how you got started, but it's still fun to go back down memory lane. And that first trip to Gibbon, the Polka Fest there, you got your first concertina. Just run it through one more time.
Well, yeah, we've been going to Gibbon for a couple of years, and of course I was always in love with polka music before that. But then we went to Gibbon, and I kept bothering my folks to get me a concertina.
Uh-huh.
And so finally, I think it was in 1973, we went down to Christy Hamill's place when we were up there at Gibbon, and my dad ordered a concertina for me, but in the meantime, I had to get something to start playing on, so he bought me a 1926 Silberhorn concertina.
Okay.
And that was my Christmas and birthday present for that year. And I thought, well, that's fine with me.
Sure.
And so 6 months later, I started a three-piece band. And then 6 months after that, it turned into a six-piece band. And, well, basically, we've been playing since 1974 pretty much straight through.
Yeah, yeah. And, boy, some glory years in there. You had some wonderful musicians and did some recording. It's been a great run, would you say?
Yeah, speaking of a lot of musicians, actually, I counted up in the year 2000. I know that's quite a while ago already, but for some reason, I just counted up for that year, and I had over 40 musicians on the payroll.
Oh, my goodness.
That was just 1 year. And I played with a lot of them, I'll put it that way.
Yes, you have. And, you know, we just have to take a moment here and talk about one of them that left us a little over a year ago, Donnie Burkhart. I never got to shake his hand. I've never met Don in person, but we had him on the radio show several times, and when he passed away, his wife Barb called me, I think it was the next day, and she said, "Cy, I read the notes that he's got jotted down here about you and this and that." She said, "I just had to give you a personal call, let you know that he passed away." And he was just a great personality and a fantastic trumpet player, wasn't he?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Don and I were best friends, and I think he played his first job with me when he was 50 years old, and that was back in 1981, I think it was.
Sure. Yep.
And we've just been really good friends ever since. In fact, I was kind of upset with his wife, not really upset, but she did call me when he died. That was good to know right away, but then she forgot to call me and tell me when his funeral was, so I didn't get to go to
that. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Barb, you didn't tell me. How would I get there if I didn't know about it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's too bad. But, I mean, he did years with the Whoopi John Band. I mean, and such a warm personality. He was so good.
Oh, yeah. He was a lot of fun.
And he could sing.
Even when we weren't playing on stage or whatever, we'd go fishing together quite a bit.
Oh, you did?
We'd hang around together a lot.
Well, that's awesome. You bet. And he could sing. I mean, he sang all those German tunes and Four in the Morning and, Aberdeen. And he did such a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody liked his singing.
You bet. Well, Carl, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for the sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Oh, absolutely.
All righty. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. The Broad of the Week feature has started up again for another season. The Broad of the Week this past week was our smoked ballpark brats as the Major League Baseball season began last week for another year. This week, Monday through Saturday, it's going to be our smoked cheddar brats. For the cheddar brats, we start with a nice blend of pork and beef, add that special cheddar brat seasoning and real cheddar cheese, and then smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses. You can come in and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. And don't forget to use your brat card. Yes, with the brat card, when you buy any 12 vacuum-packaged packages of sausage, breakfast links, or brats, the 13th package is always free. Also, watch for the brat sales with our charitable organizations to start up soon out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. And in fact, this coming Friday, weather permitting, it will be the St. Joe Lions out there, and they're one of our favorites. They do such a great job serving and selling those brats and roast beef sandwiches, so look for the Lions to be out in front of the meat market on Friday and Saturday. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Carl, for being our guest on the show. You've been here before. We put up that meat package, and we send it out to you, priority mail, and you get it in a day or so. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health, and that's always treated you okay.
You know, Cy, I've told you several times that you don't have to send me that meat, but I'm sure glad you do, because it is really good.
Okay. Well, that's part of the bargain, so we just automatically do it, and we're glad you enjoy it.
Well, yeah, you know, you and I have been friends for, what, probably over 30 years?
Yeah, something like that.
And, you know, I would do your show for you anytime for nothing, but that meat package is a big bonus, because that is some good stuff.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, Carl, you know, that time just flies by. It kind of runs double time when we get together talking on the phone. But I want to hit the CDs a little bit. You've made some wonderful recordings. The last one was 40th anniversary, so that's a few years back. You had some great songs on there. We get so many requests for that Shame and Scandal in the Family. That's been a. How did you ever come up with that one?
Back in the 80s, I would go to the Hot Fish Shop in Winona, Minnesota. It was right across the river from where I lived at the time in Fountain City.
Okay.
And so I'd go over to the Hot Fish Shop, and there were four black guys there. They're just great guys. They were called the Furness Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they would play that song all the time, and I just fell in love with it. And so I thought, well, when it came time to record that 10th anniversary or 40th anniversary album, I thought, well, let's do that one. And, of course, we'd never played it before, but I put it together. And it was kind of a big hit for certain people. I always just loved that song. And then I was down in Jamaica one day riding a tour bus down there, and the bus driver started singing that song, and I started singing it with him. And he just kind of turned around and looked at me like, how do you know that song? That's a Jamaican song.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah, and we'll play that one coming up in our segment here, our musical treat for Dancing Feet. First recording, was that the recording that was called Carl, or how far back do you go with recordings?
1979, and I think that first one was just called Carl and the Country Dutchman.
Oh, okay, it was the blue cover with a picture of you?
Yeah.
That's the one, and that's currently on CD now as well. And thank you so much on behalf of all of our listeners, people that buy music from me. You've given me permission to put all of your music onto CD. So we currently have 10 of them available, all the way up to your 40th anniversary one. They're all available once again, Down on the Farm recordings, Hanging Around, Hooked on Old Time. All of those great recordings are all available on CDs. And we're currently working on one that you did with Brian Brigham, one called I Must Be Dreaming, and I don't have it out yet. I was hoping it would be out today, so I did get it burned to a disc that I can play it today, but I don't have it for sale yet. But boy, that was a great recording, and that was just a neat whole concept. When about did you do that one, Carl?
I think that was in 1986.
Okay.
And how it came about was I used to hang around with Brian Brigham a lot. I was down at his place all the time, staying overnight for a couple of days, and we'd get together and play. And one day he just called me up and he said, hey, let's do an album.
Okay.
And basically I said, okay. So that's pretty much the story on that.
Oh, that is so awesome. And I've been just being asked and requested to get that one on CD, and so we finally are in the process. Got a couple of good buddies up here in the central Minnesota area, and you probably know them. They love the harmony and stuff, and I don't know. Did you guys, you can never tell who's playing the lead and who's filling in. I suppose you went back and forth on that one, huh?
Yeah, we did quite a bit. Mainly, I said, Brian, why don't you take lead on most of it, and I'll the second harmony parts.
Oh, okay, you so did the filling.
But there are a lot of times where we would switch right in the middle of a section, and you would never know who's playing what part.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you, he started it out with the Bonnie Polka, and that one is such a great number. And then on the second track, the second side, you come right back with the Champion Valley Polka. And, boy, I don't know of any better dual polka set than that one there. Boy, those are good numbers, huh?
Yeah, that one was a lot of fun. Well, it still is. Every once in a while, if we do get together, we try to throw that one in there.
Just
have a little fun.
I can believe that.
Cy, speaking of those CDs, I got to thank you for that, because I had a call a couple months ago to do a radio show out in Connecticut, and the guy just took over the show a while back, and the guy that had the show before him took all of our CDs.
Oh.
So I had to send him a bunch of those, and without your help, there's no way I could have sent him all our CDs. So I'd like to thank you for that. So I got to do that show in about a month out there for him.
Well, great. And
he did call the other day and said he got the CDs and they're going to start playing them again. So thank you very much.
You betcha. And if you ever run short, you just let me know. We've got them on hand and we'll get more to you.
Well, good to know.
You bet. You bet. Well, great. Well, over the years, lots of memorable moments. Some of the ballrooms that you really enjoyed getting into. You want to mention a few of them again over the time, if you can think of them all?
Well, yeah, there are a few that I really liked. One was the Majestic Ballroom up there by Cottage Grove.
Yes.
Of course, it hasn't been going for, probably 25 years or whatever it's been, a while.
Yep.
And that was always nice, working for Don and Jed Meisner. Really, really great people and always treated us nice. And I just liked playing that ballroom. It played nice in there.
Okay.
And always a good crowd. And then there was Fountain City down here, the Hilltop Ballroom. That was a great place to play, too.
Okay.
And that's no longer going.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. It's just nice and close to home, but that shut down quite a while ago, too.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, those would probably be two of my favorites. I know there's a lot more, but those are two that come to mind.
Oh, for sure. You know, we always enjoyed it. I'll mention two of them up in our area. You came to the Delwyn Ballroom in St. Joe back in the heydays there for Eddie Miller. That was always a fun time there. Boy, they packed the house there when you'd come to town.
Yeah, that was a beautiful place.
It was, and it's a shame that they took it down. It's all houses now. Just this trend of the times, you know. Make more money on selling houses than they could on dances these days. So that's
I can see their point, but you still hate to see it.
Yep. And the other one that I've seen you at was the Richmond Coliseum in Richmond, Minnesota. More of a rustic ballroom, but boy, those were some stomping good times back in those days too, huh?
Yeah, I was up there with Earl J. Schmidt owned the place.
Yes. And a little Earl, he was such a great proprietor. He was so good.
Oh, he was funny.
Yep.
Just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You bet. And boy, it's almost bad to start naming ballrooms because there's no way we can name them all. And people might, wish that we'd mention their ballrooms in their towns or whatever. But, it's just been a great run. We grew up in a good era. Don't you agree?
Yeah, a lot of times I think it would have been nice to have grown up like 20 or 30 years earlier, but then I thought, well, this way it's kind of nice to, be kind of at the end of the big ballroom era.
Exactly. If we'd have grown up that much sooner, we wouldn't know what Facebook and all the computer stuff, all of that is nowadays, all this technical stuff.
That wouldn't bother me a bit. I don't do Facebook. I hardly ever do anything on the computer except order a few things on Amazon. So
yep, I agree with you. I am the same way.
Me and computers don't get along too well.
No. And that's where you get back to what you do and do so well. You play that concertina and you just play it simple, don't you? You just you might use a mic or an amp, but otherwise it's just you and that concertina, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, you betcha.
And I know I've asked... what was that?
Yep, I like to keep it natural.
There you go. And I know I asked you in the past how many you've got, because some of these players bring half a dozen of them on stage to them, and you've always told me you can get enough trouble with one, huh?
Well, that's for sure. I've proven that over the years.
Oh, yes. Oh, golly. Again, what is the concertina you play these days? Is it a Hengel?
my same old Hangul B flat, the one I've been playing since 1983, I think.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. And advice for young players, people that would like to, you know, they look up to you and they say, boy, I just wish I could be like Carl. What does it take to get to be like Carl? Do you have to play 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day practice? Or what do you recommend?
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
Well, when I was growing up, I'd come home from school and I would practice. I wouldn't even call it practicing. I would just call it playing, you know, along with records and whatever, or just by myself, whatever it was. And a lot of times I would take it outside and sit out and play for the hogs out in the hog lot. And
they were kind of a
captive audience, and they didn't cause much trouble. So.
Oh, yes. I remember that conversation. Yes, you were the, as you called yourself, the pig farmer from Orion, Illinois, huh?
Yeah. In fact, I was just down on the farm a couple weeks ago to see Ma.
Oh, really?
Ma's doing good, by the way. I know you talked to her once or twice.
Yeah, Norma.
She's doing fine. Yep.
Well, good. Yes, we're going to have to round her up and get her on again one of these weeks when I'm in need of a guest. So we'll certainly keep her on the burner here. So you bet. Well, good to hear.
She would like that.
That is good to hear. Let's see. What else have we not covered? Talk about some of those musicians that you've worked with. I know you've had a lot of great bass horn players. Listening to this, I must be dreaming. I see you had Doug Young on that one, huh?
Yeah, actually, Doug played with me for many years, pretty much full time.
Okay.
And of course, he played with all the bands, too. He played with, of course, Errol Lavalmacher, Six Fat Dutchman, and, many, many bands.
Okay. Is he no longer with us?
No, he died a couple years ago.
He did. Okay.
He was a good old dude.
Oh, yes. And then Tony Kaminsky's out there. Tony is a good friend, huh?
Oh, definitely. I talked to Tony quite a bit.
Yep. And he was—he provided me with a brand spanking new record for getting this onto CD. So it—Saran wrapped up and everything yet. So should be no problem with the recording. So that was very nice of Tony. We thank him if he's listening. We give a shout out to Tony. And
as a matter of fact, the band that he's playing with now is working on a new CD. Actually, I think they're doing a double set.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of involved in that project. I got to go over and help them mix that when they get everything put together one of these days.
Oh, good for you. So, good. That's neat.
He's been playing with Ray's Jolly Chaps, they call themselves.
Yep.
So they've been over to my place a couple times doing some recording. And Tony's doing good. He only lives about 15 minutes from me.
You bet. So you still dabble with the recording a little bit then, too?
Well, actually, on that recording, we didn't really use any of my equipment. We used some equipment that Tony bought and brought it over here and set it up in my house because he's got neighbors that are too close, so they figured they'd be safer to do it over my place.
Yeah, and for the folks that don't know, had the experience of recording with you back in 2013. You recorded Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, and I got to drum on half a dozen of those numbers on that recording. One of them was with you and Lowell Schubert doing the Overcoat Polka, and boy, you counted that one off, and we played it through one time, and we stopped on a dime, and you kind of looked around and said, I don't think we can do any better than that. So that was my claim to fame. I played one number with Carl.
And you did a good job, too, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's fun. And it's been just a fun run. I wish you could have gotten to meet my dad over the years. He was a drummer with the Deutschmeisters for their first 10 years. I know you know some of them. You knew Tony and Betty and some of their kids. Some great musicians there, too. So.
You know, it really doesn't seem like it was 10 years ago that we did that already.
Isn't that true?
It seems like 4 or 5 years ago, but it's been 10 years already.
Oh, the time has flown by. So, yeah, that was a great experience. And just as you look back over your lifetime, you just don't see it all coming, but there it came and there it went. So that was fun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's about it.
So, at any rate, we're coming to that point of the show where I need to let you go because we want to save a little time to play some music. But what's on the future for Carl? Are you you got some jobs lined up as the summer goes by, or what's it looking like?
Yeah, I got to play next Sunday, a week from today, over here in Centerville, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then I got to, well, actually, you know, I heard part of your show, you ended up with Larry Rashavi.
Yeah.
And, you know, Todd Jerzak, the banjo and guitar player for them. I think you said you've never actually talked to him.
No, I need to get a hold. I've got to get his phone number and get his contact information. So we'll get that off the air then.
But he's been booking a few jobs, and I've been playing with him off and on. Well, actually several.
Okay.
So I got several coming up with him. And then John Wenninger called me up from the Wenninger Boys.
Yeah.
Couple days ago and wanted me to play one in Nicollet, Minnesota coming up in 2 weeks, and I haven't gotten back to him yet. I got to get a hold of him today and see if we can arrange something there, but
sure.
Well, so that might be going. I'm not sure what he's got going out there.
Well, good. So then folks that you know, get out and travel, there's always that promise that they'll get to see Carl on stage someplace. Just have to pay attention to where you are, huh?
Well, yeah.
That's awesome, Carl. Before I let you go, I always ask you at this point of the show if there's a memory that you want to share with the listeners. And I can't remember what you've all told us over the years, but what have you got for us today, Carl?
Boy, oh boy, I hadn't even thought about that.
I know there's a ton of them. You've played some big events and for lots of people. I always enjoy the story of you playing for the Hogs down there in Orion, Illinois. Well, we mentioned that already. Any other ones that come to mind?
Well, for some reason, I was just thinking about one this morning. It's not a real good memory, but it's a memory.
Okay.
It's kind of good in a way. We played two jobs at the Kennedy Center out in, you know, on the eastern side of the country, the big Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
Two different times, and each time I thought, well, that's great, we get to play the Kennedy Center. And I got there, and the sound guys were so bad, I never wanted to go back again. But but then they called again. I said, okay, I'll do it again. But it was just as bad the second time.
Oh, my goodness. They were used to rock and roll bands or something, huh?
I could never get over that, you know, a multi-million-dollar Kennedy Center, and then they got piss-poor sound guys.
Oh, my.
It's still an honor to be there, I'll put it that way.
Yes, you bet. And that's what I mentioned a couple times this morning on the show, too, this morning, the radio show that I do. You just kind of got to pinch yourself once in a while. As bad as politics and some of the things are in the news nowadays, it's so depressing to pay attention to any of that. We still live in one of the greatest countries of the whole world. I mean, the great USA, it just doesn't get any better than this, really.
Yes, I would agree with that.
You bet. Yeah. And so with that, we're going to let you run, Carl. Carl, we want to thank you for taking time out again and joining us. And I've told you many times, as long as the good Lord is willing, you know, he lets us here, you and me, we'll keep doing this thing again. How's that?
Well, anytime you want. You got my number.
All righty. Sounds good, Carl. We thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day, Easter today, and we'll look forward to the next time, Carl. And we'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. All right, there he goes, Mr. Carl Hartwig, our 460th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up off of that soon-to-be new CD. Carl and Brian Must Be Dreaming. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 460th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Carl Hartwig, our guest today on our Musicians Come and Play. Just a great guest. Carl is just Carl. What can you say? What a great guy. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Time to kick into the music here. And yes, this is a soon-to-be recording, to-be-released recording. I Must Be Dreaming, Carl and Brian. Yes, Carl and Brian did this album back in the days, and we're getting it put onto CD so that people can more readily listen to it in this day and age. And we're going to start out with one called The Bonnie Polka. It's the first selection on this. I'm going to send this one out to my good buddy, Mr. Larry Clare. Larry sure enjoys playing at concertina and looks up to Carl very much and loves. He's one of them that said, why don't you get that thing put on CD? So here it is, Larry, The Bonnie Polka. The Bonnie Polka, yes, Carl and Brian, and off their recording, I Must Be Dreaming. Boy, that's some good stuff for you there. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that comes your way courtesy of Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Jeannie B's Tours in Freeport. Easter greetings from everyone at Jeannie B's Tours. The bunny is not the only one hopping down the trail this spring. The Jeannie B's tour coaches are filling with exciting guests who are all saying, take me away and let's have some fun. Call now for the last seats. Yes, Jeannie still has a couple seats left for that Branson tour that we're going to be on next week. And also there's the Ark Encounter Experience. That's departing May 15th. Deadwood Days leaves May 22nd. There's many daycations, minications, extended tours. They all await your call. Call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581. And yeah, Jeannie will get you on board the bus. On Monday, April 10th, that is tomorrow, Jeannie B will host meet and greet tour information gatherings in some local restaurants. So you can visit with her tomorrow at Jill's Cafe in Richmond from 9 until 10:30, at the Red River Inn in Cold Spring from 11 until 12:30. And at Perkins in the St. Cloud Wade Park area from 1:30 till 3:30. And then on Monday the 17th, Jeannie will be at Delish Coffee and Restaurant in Freeport from 9 until 10:30. And that will be for daycation and minication information. And then from 11 a.m. until 2 at the same location, You'll see the presentation for the 2023 October 4th Fall Colors New England Rails and Trails 2024 Tour to Hawaii, Alaska, Land and Alaska Cruise Tour, Canadian Rockies, Banff Glacier and Lake Louise, Cherry Blossoms of Washington, D.C., and the awesome Treasures of Ireland. So those are all the big vacations that there'll be. So the meet and greets. And if you plan to attend that extended tour on April 27th, you can RSVP to the tour office, again, 320-345-1581, and you'll get an included lunch when you RSVP. So this is the time to decide when and where you might want to go in 23 and 24. Call Jeannie B. and have her arrange a family tour, a church group outing, or a Let's Take Our Gang to Nashville tour. You just pick your destination, pack your bag, and head to your pickup location. No planning or stress. Join Jeannie this week for treats and interesting details for what's to see in 23. And Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. Again, that's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, she proudly brings us our musical treat, the first portion here on Chasm. Coming up on 12:30, we jump back into the music of Carl and his Country Dutchmen. Here's one called The Sliphorn Landler. Brian and one called the Sliphorn Landler. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 43, our current temperature here in Albany, in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Kevin, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3, the Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, with new models in stock, and I was just over at Kevin's again the other day, and I'm always happy when I'm there, and I can tell you what I've seen. And, boy, his showroom is full of brand-new models. He's got, boy, all sorts of big ones, little ones, everything in between. You just have to go over and see for yourself. He's got that Eagle brand line of battery-powered equipment there. Nice display of that. It was just fun to visit with Kevin. Now, the exciting news is that Hustler has a spring sales event, and that is that you can save money on that brand new Hustler now, and this is through the month of April only. So once April gets by, the prices will be going up. So on the Raptor X, you can save $200. On the Raptor XL, you can save $250 off the list price. Raptor XD, $300. And the Raptor XDX, you can save $350 right off the top. So you'll want to check that out. Again, this offer applies April 1st through the 30th of this year. That's when it's valid only and only at participating U.S. dealers. So Kevin is a participating dealer. So here's your chance to save $350. That's a lot of money. So, yeah, check that out. Again, that's over at Kevin's Countryside, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe. And like we've mentioned in the past, Kevin, of course, does repair work. He I just had my two mowers over there. He went through them, and I brought them over on Monday this past week. Changed the oil, belts, hoses, lubricants, got them all tuned up, and they're ready to cut grass. And he said, well, I'll give you a call when they're done. Do you know that my phone rang already on Wednesday? Just 2 days later, he's got both mowers ready to go. I mean, that is service, and service with a smile. Kevin is such a friendly, happy, go-lucky guy. You will just enjoy visiting and dealing with Kevin. So for more information, give Kevin a call. 320-363-7459. That's Kevin's Countryside, again, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Just look for the big sign hanging from the post there in the ditch on the west side of the road as you're heading north towards Holdingford. Kevin's Countryside, you bet. As we come up on 25 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 43 degrees here in central Minnesota. Yes, I'm looking at the next song that's coming up here. Going to send this one out to good friends Ken and Ron Eichmeier. They love this polka tune. Carl and Brian, they do it like nobody else can. It's the Champion Valley Polka. Carl and Brian, yes, what a great job they do. Champion Valley Polka. Boy, some great music there off of that recording. And watch for it to come out in the next couple of weeks. I'll announce when that is available for sale. We'll have it at St. Joe Meat Market, or you can get a hold of me. Yes, I know they're going to go fast because Now that is a really, really good recording. 14 songs in all on that recording. Get a hold of me and reserve yours whenever you can. All right. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And as I promised, we're going to do that with one off of Carl's 40th anniversary CD. Carl and the Country Dutchman, their 40th anniversary. It's one called Shame and Scandal in the Family.
In Trinidad, there was a family with much confusion, as you shall see. There was a mama and a papa and a son who was grown. He wanted to marry, have a wife of his own. Finding a girl that suited him nice, he went to his papa to ask his advice. His papa said, "Son, I have to say no. The girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family." Well, now the weeks went by. He looked all around. Soon the best cook on the island he found. He went to his papa to name a date. His papa shook his head, and to him he did say, "You can't marry that girl. I have to say no. The girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family." As the years went by, he wished he was dead. He had 52 girls and he still wasn't wed. He asked his papa, "Papa, always say no. These girls are your sisters, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family." He went to his mama and lowered his head. He told his mama everything his papa had said. His mama, she laughed, she said, "Go, son, go. Your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family."
Carl and his Country Dutchman, Shame and Scandal in the Family. There you go. 19 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.